This is the listening test for levels from 3 to 5 of the Vietnam 6 level language proficiency test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part once. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be start. Please ask any question now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 8 questions in this part. For each question there are 4 options and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You now have 45 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Look at question 1. One. What is John going to do tonight?
Hello, Mrs. Brown. Is John there?
No. He's out on his bicycle at the moment.
Oh. Can he go swimming tonight?
Oh, sorry, Paul. He's got a football match tonight. Two. Which bag does the woman buy?
I want to buy a present for Diana.
What about a bag?
Yes, this one's nice. It's small and round.
I think she'd prefer a square bag.
No, this is better. I'll get the round one.
Three. How much did the woman pay for the apples?
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a pound of apples, please.
Do you want the ones at 30 pence, 35 pence or 40 pence?
The ones at 30 pence, please.
Four. When must the boys get on the coach?
The football match starts at 2:30, but we should get there at 1:30. The coach will pick us up at 10 to 1, as it'll take us about 40 minutes to drive there. So we'll meet in the school car park. Don't be late, boys, will you?
Five. What fruit do they take?
Mum, have we got any fruit to take on the picnic? There were some oranges and bananas.
Here are the bananas. Let's take those. Oh! The oranges have all gone. What about taking some grapes or apples as well?
OK, let's take the grapes. That'll be enough.
Six. Which present has the man bought?
Is the book in this bag for Mum, then? I didn't think she was particularly interested in flowers.
I thought she'd like it, to give her some good ideas for the garden. And even if she never reads it, it's got some lovely photos.
I thought you were going to get those gloves I showed you in that shop last Saturday. They match the scarf I've bought her.
Seven. Where are the photographs?
Have you seen my new passport photographs? I put them on the bookshelf. Oh, here they are, with your coffee cups. I hope they aren't dirty.
Oh, sorry. I was showing them to Pat. He says they make you look like that newsreader on the television.
Eight.
What did Ben break?
Ben, what's this broken cup doing here?
Oh, sorry, Mum. I had an accident when I was washing up. You know those big dinner plates?
You haven't broken them as well. Oh,
just a couple. They slipped out of my hands into the sink, and the cup got broken as well.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part two. You will hear three different conversations. In each conversation, there are four questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Now open your question paper and look at the conversation 1. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Dave, I'm going to the supermarket to pick up food and drink for Saturday's picnic later. Any suggestions?
Well, everyone's been talking about having a barbecue down by the river, so why don't you pick up some hamburger and hot dogs?
Okay, but how much hamburger meat are we going to need? And hot dogs, too?
I don't know. How about 3 pounds of hamburger and a couple packages of hot dogs?
Oh, that's not going to be enough. Do you remember the last picnic we went on? Mm. Your roommate Jim ate about 10 hamburgers by himself.
You're right. Let's see. I better write this down. About 9 pounds of hamburger meat and 7 packages of hot dogs.
And you better pick up some chicken for those who don't like hamburger or hot dogs.
Okay. How about 5 or 6 bags of potato chips?
Better make that 8 or so.
All right. Oh, and we're going to need some hamburger and hot dog buns. How about 5 packages apiece? I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, you better pick up some mustard, ketchup, and mayonnaise, too.
Okay, what else? We're going to need some soft drinks. How about 10 of those big 2-liter bottles?
Sounds fine, but be sure to buy a variety of drinks.
Okay, and what about dessert?
Well, maybe we could ask Kathy to make a few cherry pies like she did last time.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, but you know she's been very busy working 2 jobs, so I'd hate to ask her. Hey, why don't you whip up some of your oatmeal cookies?
Well...
Hey, you could even ask, what's her name? Yeah, the new girl, Susan, the one that moved across the street.
Well,
I bet she'd be willing to help you.
I don't know.
She's a real knockout.
Nah, I don't think I could ask her. I don't know her phone number. Plus...
Hey, you don't need to. She's at the door.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought you two would hit it off, so I called her up saying I was you, and I invited her over to watch a movie.
You did what?
Wait.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 2. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Can I go outside to play?
Well, did you get your Saturday's work done?
Aw, Dad, do I have to?
Well, you know the rules. No playing until the work is done.
So what is my work?
Well, first you have to clean the bathroom, including the toilet. And don't forget to scrub the bathtub.
No, I want to do the family room.
Well, okay, but you have to vacuum the family room and the hall. And be sure to dust everything. Oh, and don't forget to wipe the walls and clean the baseboards.
Okay.
And after that...
Oh, no.
Next, sweep and mop the kitchen floor. And be sure to polish the table in the living room.
Okay.
And make your bed and pick up all your toys and put them away. And...
More?
Yeah. And then, how about going out for lunch and getting a big milkshake? But, yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
No, I want to.
Okay, while you're doing your work, I'll be out in the yard raking leaves and pulling weeds.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 3. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Okay, everyone, I want to review the first 2 days of our travel itinerary for the trip. Okay, yeah, please take out the paper that I handed out earlier. Okay, first of all, we have been very fortunate to have been able to purchase discount tickets to cover most of the transportation costs and scheduling activities. And I want to also thank the group of parents who worked very hard in order to raise funding through different businesses in the community. I really appreciate that. Let's see. Okay, everyone should meet at the airport at 6 a.m. This will give you time to check in and get through security. Our plane departs at 9. Our plane arrives in New York at 3 p.m. and we will take a bus from the airport to the hotel. We've been able to get great rates on this hotel because we're staying on a weekday instead of the weekend. In the morning, for any of you who like to get exercise, we will be meeting in the lobby around 6 a.m. to go jogging around Central Park for about 45 minutes. And we'll get back to the hotel about the time when the restaurant opens, so you'll have enough time to grab a quick breakfast before we leave the hotel at 8. We'll be taking a ferry ride to Ellis Island and then to Liberty Island to visit the Statue of Liberty. I mean, this is something that you really can't miss. And later, we will go to Times Square, where you can have lunch on your own for about an hour from about 1 to 2. Later in the afternoon, you have the choice of visiting the Empire State Building or the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Either one of these are great. And we have some great group discounts. We will meet back at the hotel at 6 p.m. and we'll have dinner at a very nice Italian restaurant downtown. And then we'll catch an exciting Broadway musical around 8:30 p.m. Any questions?
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3. You will hear 3 different talks or lectures. In each talk or lecture, there are 5 questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Now open your questions paper and look at talk or lecture 1. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Frank, tell us about some of the ships you've discovered.
Well, there's nothing quite like finding your first old ship. It was 300 years old. It was just lying at the bottom of the sea, so it wasn't difficult to find. Most are covered in sand and rocks, but this one wasn't. I'm actually a teacher, not a full-time diver. I dive in my free time, but I often get to them before the professional divers because I have good, up-to-date equipment. Another thing that helps is talking to fishermen who tell me about their local area. I've even written a book about some of their experiences. At the moment, I'm looking for the gold from a ship called the Seabird. It was an enormous, well-built ship, and it was coming from Australia on a winter night in 1859. Everything was going fine until the ship reached the English coast, when it crashed into some rocks in a very strong wind and sank to the bottom of the sea. It was carrying gold from Australia, and most of it is still at the bottom of the sea. My wedding ring is actually made from gold, which I found on an 18th century sailing ship. A friend of mine, another diver, has already found £88,000 worth of gold from different ships. He's now decided to give up his job and become a full-time diver. My house is full of things like coins, bottles, and old guns. My wife is always complaining about the number of objects around the house. She says I should open an antiques shop. But I love all these old things. Anyway, in the end, I gave some things from my collection to museums because I didn't want to sell them. But my wife still wasn't very pleased, I'm afraid. As diving is a dangerous hobby, it's not a good idea to try to teach yourself. I'd advise anyone interested to do what I did. There are some excellent diving clubs, like the one I joined, which run courses for beginners. It's best to do one of these before you go on a diving holiday.
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 2. You now have 35 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Well, I'd like to tell you about some of the historic places open to visitors in this part of the country. Let's start with the oldest first. Blackrock Caves have been here for over 2 million years. And for 500,000 years, they were home to people and various animals, particularly tigers. You can explore these ancient homes and imagine what life was like for the people who lived there. The caves are open daily from April to October. A special attraction on evenings in August is a walk by candlelight. Don't take this tour if you're afraid of the dark. Next, I recommend a visit to Salter House. This was built by Sir Joshua Salter and dates back to 1765. The Salter family are still living there today. The house became famous in 1982 when the television series Aunt Dorothy was filmed there. The furniture and paintings are well worth seeing, but the attraction nobody wants to miss is the kitchen. This is where Aunt Dorothy cooked her enormous meals and gave advice to anyone who passed through this part of the house. And don't forget to visit the Old Port. You'll need several hours to see everything there, especially if you take a trip along the riverside in an old tram as far as the fishing village. The guides there all wear traditional costume, and you too get the chance to try on clothes from 100 years ago. You can buy gifts in the old village stores and eat delicious snacks in the tea shop. If you visit the village factory, you can see how sweets were made 100 years ago and taste them too. So you see, there's plenty of...
Now open your question paper and look at Talker Lecture 3. You now have 35 seconds. To look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
This lecture is going to introduce you to traditional Chinese philosophy. First, you will learn about the yin and yang philosophy. Secondly, we will look at the five elements of this philosophy. It is important that you remember these five elements as we will be discussing them throughout the lecture. The five elements of yin and yang are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Okay, so those are the five elements. Let's begin with a definition of yin and yang. Yin and yang should be considered as opposite forces, like land and ocean, for example. These are opposites. Now, these opposites do not compete with each other. They are complementary. When you think of yin and yang, think complementary opposites. So, moving from complementary opposites, let's return to the five elements we mentioned earlier. If you recall, we said they were water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. The Chinese divided yin and yang into five elements to gain an understanding of how the body, mind, and spirit work. According to the Chinese, every person's physical and mental health relies on a balance of the five elements. Individuals may have more of one element than another. Of course, ideally, all elements are in balance or harmony. What does this mean? It means that a person's body contains equal amounts of each element.
That is the end of part 3. Now you have 5 minutes to check your answers and transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.